everybody. I'm Bob Wolf. This is the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Award Program, and we have a terrific winner, Anthony Sardo, Westlake High School. Terrific lacrosse player, football player, basketball player, you name it, he's done it, and done it well. But in particular, in lacrosse, he is one of the rare guys who has scored over 200 goals and still going on. In fact, in points and goals together, he is 303, the school record for Westlake. He's the guy they always look up to win the games for him, to get the young kids interested in also being on the team someday, an excellent scholar to go along with it. And we have the pleasure today of not only having Anthony with us, but his dad, Anthony, is also a fine athlete in his day. The coach, Hunter Bernard, could not be with us, but he's a great rooter, great fan of Anthony, what he does. And Donna Pirro, the athletic director, who's been a great friend of mine for years, is here. We'll hear from all of them. But first of all, Anthony, my congratulations to you. You've had a terrific year as a scholar, athlete, and as a person. As you look back on this year so far, and you're still doing well, team record is 7-4. What's the biggest thrill you've had so far this season in lacrosse?
Well, first off, thank you, Bob. And second of all, probably the biggest thing that happened to our team and our program this year was the win over Bronxville last week, which is a big step forward for our program, you know, trying to get to that next level. It was a big accomplishment for our town.
I gather that Bronxville is pretty well held of in estimation by all the fans and all the people who watch them, right?
Yeah, they're a very, very talented team with a good history, a lot of championships there, a lot of big-time players coming out of that program.
Well, Donna, I'm going to bring you in for just a moment. Hunter Bernard was very anxious that you pass on the word of what Anthony Sardo has been able to do to get people interested in the sport. Now, young kids are now playing more and more because of what Anthony has done as an example. Tell us about it.
Well, first, thank you, Bob. It's such an honor to be here with you and, of course, with Anthony and his family honoring this award. Certainly, Hunter has passed on information that we, you know, certainly echo amongst the Westlake family of athletics, and that is how very, very hard Anthony Sardo has worked to become the lacrosse player he is, and what a tremendous example he is at wearing the Westlake uniform. He is a true Wildcat at heart, and you know, proves that every day in terms of how hard he has worked to get where he is, and has been a tremendous role model for our youth league players, where they have looked up to him after, you know, really scoring all of these goals, and his achievement in the classroom, and the student athlete that he is in achieving such success to go on to play Division I lacrosse at Monmouth University has really been, you know, such great role modelship for our young players coming up. So we're, you know, Coach Hunter and myself and our program is very excited about that accomplishment.
Well spoken, Donna. Thank you very much. Anthony, scoring, which you do extremely well, are you a righty or lefty?
I'm a lefty.
You're a lefty?
Yes.
Does that help?
I think so. It's definitely more unique. You know, not a lot of people, you know right away you're lefty. Everyone kind of thinks you're a righty. But I play on the left side. You know, I'm very comfortable with it, and I like it.
Can you shoot righty as well?
Yeah. Yeah, yes, I can.
Dad, were you a lefty or a righty? We'll let you move into the mic then.
I'm right-handed.
Any more lefties in the family?
No, my other two children are right-handed. My wife is right-handed.
Well, tell me about your kids and your wife. Are they athletes?
My wife was a former athlete, Lincoln High School softball player. My daughter is a ninth grader at Westlake, and she's on the varsity lacrosse team, the varsity basketball team, and she plays junior varsity volleyball. My younger son is in seventh grade, played modified football, modified basketball, and is currently on the modified lacrosse team.
And how about you? Are you an athlete?
I played football. I'll leave it at that.
When you and your wife go to the games, the cross, who does the most yelling on the sidelines?
That would be me. My wife is pretty quiet.
Well, it looks like you got a great athletic family. Do you have a chance to discuss the games with your youngster, Anthony?
Yes, we speak about them, you know, either at the dinner table the next morning, about the past games that go on. So it's usually healthy conversation.
Thank you very much. The two Anthonys are with us. So, Anthony, when it comes to scoring, you're a lefty. You take right-handed shots if you have to. But what's the secret of getting off a good shot to make sure it's a goal?
Definitely, you know, making your defender think you're going somewhere else, and just the most important thing is getting your hands free, you know, and even using your defender as a screen, so makes it tough for the goalie to see.
And how do you do the faking?
Most of it starts out with your feet, you know, making a move, and you can also do, you know, dodges and, you know, stick moves and stuff. That'll just help you get your hands free and get open.
Do you aim for a particular spot in the goal, or just try to get the goalie moving in the wrong direction?
Yeah, to definitely try to get the goalie moving. You know, you got to change levels. Sometimes when you shoot overhand, you want to finish down low. But when I go underhand, I try to finish up high, just change levels and make it harder for the goalie.
Now, is Monmouth going to put you on the varsity, or do you have to earn your way up there?
Well, yeah. Well, freshman year, there's only one team. There's a varsity team there. I'll be on that team. But, yeah, I'll definitely have to prove myself when I get there.
This year, is there one game that stood out above all others?
I would have to say, again, definitely the Bronxville game. That was a big win for our program.
Well, tell me about that game.
Well, it went into overtime. You know, we ended up winning the game 13-12. It was just a hard-fought game. It was close till the very end. We lost some guys at the end of the game, but we persevered through it. And one of my friends, Ryan Power, netted the game winner, which is, you know, a very cool moment for our town and our program.
Tell me what you've done to get all the players, your teammates, stimulated about this. Get the school body who says, this team is worth covering. We love to watch Anthony Sardo play. What have you done to make it such a team effort?
You know, definitely just, you know, all of us just working hard every day, just trying to, you know, accomplish one main goal, is just get far in the playoffs. And definitely everyone's very interested in it. You know, everyone takes it very seriously now, and we're definitely taking the right step in the right direction.
And you're the captain of the team, too.
Yes.
Now, do you use looking at other films or tapes to help you get set for a game?
Yeah, usually we'll look at our past game, the last game we played, to critique ourselves, and then we'll watch film on the next team we're going to play on, like, another opponent to get ready for the game.
You have a 7-4 team record. What do you have to do for the rest of the season in order to get up to the top?
No, we're just focusing on finishing out our last 5 regular season games to get a good playoff seed, to put ourselves in a good position to make a playoff run. But, yeah, we definitely got to win a couple more games on this last final stretch.
Now, you're an attack player. What age did you start playing lacrosse?
I started playing lacrosse when I was in second grade.
How is that possible to be so young to start with lacrosse?
Well, I just loved it. I got my first stick from when I was that age, and I really fell in love with the game. I just liked the fast pace. I just really loved it.
You got the stick. Was Dad about to put it in your hands? Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. My dad gave me my first stick.
That's terrific. Well, looking forward to the rest of the season. Are there a couple of big teams you're playing that you got to get over in order to go all the way?
Yeah, we got Briarcliff, who's doing very well this year. They only got one loss, I think. They knocked off both Pleasantville and Bronxville already this year. And then, of course, we got Pleasantville, who's the defending Section 1 champions. We got them coming up next week, which would be a big game for us.
Do you draw many people to the games?
Yeah, more and more. More and more every game as we do better. A lot more people starting to come out, especially when we play the big opponents like Bronxville and Pleasantville.
Now, you're an all-around athlete. You have to be fast to do what you do. But what are the main ingredients that have made you the star that you are right now?
Just hard work, you know, the work when no one's watching that really got me to where I am today, you know. It's hard work off the field, not like in the spotlight all the time.
Do they have plays in lacrosse to set you up to get off the shots?
Definitely, yeah. There's a couple of pick plays where I pop behind that X, and I also feed, and I try to distribute to my teammates a lot, try to make them better as well.
Now in football, you've done so well, all league, all section. You've been the school and the regional champions, the sectional and the regional champions. You've also played some basketball, I understand. Tell me about your height and weight.
I'm about 5'11", 190 pounds, give or take. You know, definitely used that to be a pretty good fullback this past season. So,
do they double team you at all?
Yes, definitely. A lot of times I get double teamed, yes.
When you're at home, do you discuss sports with your mom and dad?
Always, yeah. Always after the game, always talk about the game, how they think of it, how we portray it, you know. It's always a good fun time.
Well, your dad did some coaching too, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He was a longtime coach at Gorton High School, where he went to high school, and then he's coached me here at Westlake growing up throughout the youth, and he also coached the varsity football team here at Westlake.
So when you go on to graduate and play for Monmouth, what does the school do to replace you?
I don't know. Hopefully what I've done, you know, hopefully some young kids will be eager and hungry to, you know, fill my shoes and hopefully become better.
Do you have any unusual hobbies or other clubs that you join to help out?
Hobbies, I really like to play video games, like to play golf, stuff like that.
Are you a golfer? Pretty good?
I'm okay. Yeah, just put it at that. Leave it at that.
On the team itself, there were any other outstanding players we should look for in the years ahead?
Definitely, James Gorman, who's a junior on our team, is a very good midfielder, all around good player. And Rob Denota, our face-off specialist, who's a very good player, very good. I think he's one of the most important players on our team because the face-off position really dictates the game, gets us possessions, and puts us in a good place to win games.
Has Donna Piero told you how difficult it is to win the award, this Conrad Award?
Yeah, she did tell me that yesterday, how this is such a big honor, and it's been a long time since someone from Westlake's won it.
Here's where we believe that it's the most prestigious award you can win in high school, because it demands good scholarship, it demands great athletic ability, terrific leadership, and outstanding qualities as a person. So when you hit all of those four, it's far more than just being a student athlete. It's a scholar athlete in every regard. So we congratulate you for that. And there's more coming up. You'll be going to the dinner. Your mom and dad, your coach will be there. But in addition to that, you'll hear the citations of all the others who've won the award, all of whom are the very elite in athletics, scholarship, and all of the rest. Do you have any personal goals for the rest of the year in lacrosse?
I want to bring a section championship home to Westlake, you know. Just.
Have they ever had one in lacrosse?
Nope, never have.
Well, they're getting closer, aren't they?
Hopefully, yes, getting closer.
Donna, on behalf of the school, anything more you want to add before we sign off?
No, I just want to thank you again, Bob, for having us, and to congratulate Anthony and his family on a tremendous, like you have said, a tremendous honor in this Con Ed Scholar Athlete Award. And so we are very proud at Westlake Athletics and our school district that Anthony is representing us.
Thank you all. We'll be rooting for you. Dad, pass on our best wishes and congratulations to your wife. We'll be rooting for the rest of your family to attain the same distinction that Anthony has. Anthony, well spoken. We appreciate all of your time and efforts and being with us today. So remember the name once again, folks. Anthony Sardo, Westlake High School, lacrosse. Coach is Hunter Bernard. The AD is Donna Piero, and I'm Bob Wolf. Join me again next week for another Con Ed Sports Award winner.